What would you say were like the biggest issues at the top of your mind today?
Oh, there are several.
Abortion rights, like women's rights, women's health.
Abortion.
Women's health.
Cost of living.
The way the economy's going.
Economy.
Economics-wise.
First-time home buying.
We live paycheck to paycheck right now, and we used to not do that, so.
It was just something to feel special about going in person to vote.
This is the least anybody should do, is to elect their leader.
And I just feel like it's probably my duty as a citizen to vote.
That's why I'm here today, because there needs to be change.
It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Those are voices of Wisconsinites who spoke to WPR reporters at the polls yesterday, sharing what was most important to them in making their decision. As we turn to the state legislature this morning after the election, Republicans have maintained control of the chambers, overcoming the state's new competitive district maps. But the GOP has lost its supermajority in the state Senate. We're joined now by two former members of the state legislature for a discussion about results, about the balance of power in the Assembly and Senate. Janet Bewley is here, former Democratic state senator and Senate minority leader. Bewley was first elected to the chamber in 2014, represented a district in the northwestern part of the state until her retirement in January of last year. Janet Bewley, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And Jim Steinecke here as well, former Republican member of the state assembly, served as majority leader, second ranking position in the assembly behind the speaker. Steinecke was elected to the chamber in 2010, representing the 5th district in the Fox Valley, resigned in 2022. Jim Steinecke, welcome.
Thanks, Kate. Great to be here and always great to be on with a good friend of mine and Senator Bewley.
Oh, kind words there. Jim, starting with...
Likewise, Jim.
Jim, starting with you, before we get into the election results, some of the things that are on your mind here as you look back at Election Day, what is your initial reaction to Donald Trump retaking the White House?
Yeah, I think this election came down to, kind of going back to a normal historical election where pocketbook issues really mattered the most to people over just about everything else. You know, people are still struggling. They're having a hard time paying their bills, and they go to grocery stores every week and see the prices too high. So I think that's kind of where it boiled down to, and I don't think the Harris campaign did a very good job of focusing on that and making people understand what the plans were for fixing that and why it hasn't been done over the course of the last 3.5 years.
Janet Bewley, what is your reaction to Trump returning to the White House?
Well, of course I'm dismayed. I had certainly hoped that Kamala Harris would have won. I'm very concerned about the issues for women's rights. I'm also concerned about foreign policy. But all in all, I think it's an opportunity for Democrats to kind of show how it's done. You know, when we are defeated, we immediately accept and move on. And we are not going to whine and complain or blame. We are going to look at ourselves and decide what we need to go forward. There's another important election coming up for the Supreme Court. And then in 2 years, we go back to adjusting the makeup of the state legislature. So there's always another contest.
Jim, what do you think of the new legislative maps and how they impacted this election in the state legislature?
Yeah, obviously big changes in Wisconsin. Democrats in Wisconsin have a lot to be happy about, quite frankly. I know they're disappointed with the results on the national level, but at the state level, they made a lot of inroads, both in the state assembly and the state Senate. I know they're likely disappointed that they didn't take control of the state assembly. In fact, it looks like the Republicans in the state assembly will come back with stronger numbers than were anticipated. But that being said, it is going to be a brand new session, and it's going to be very fascinating to watch how the two sides navigate this new relationship, the tighter majorities, and hopefully there will be more working across the aisle to get things done for the people of the state.
I wonder, Janet Bewley, I mean, you were in the minority party through your time in the legislature. will smaller legislative majorities perhaps help to make more progress on issues? What do you see as the currents coming from these new maps?
Well, I think it's very clear that we are going to be seeing more work across the aisle, as Representative Steinicke said. There's going to have to be, with the margins as tight as they are in the Assembly. The Republicans are going to need every Republican to stand in line and make sure that the Democrats don't pick up enough Republican votes to be able to pass things that correspond to their agenda. So we're going to have to see negotiating, and I think that that's nothing but good. It's a wonderful opportunity to demonstrate how government can and should work. Even when we didn't win as many seats as we wanted, we are going to see a different state assembly, and that's very important. It's going to give us some momentum.
Jim, you were very vocal in the days leading up to the election with an op-ed piece addressing election disinformation. What kind of disinformation did you see? What led you to that piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, the thought behind running this piece is we just need to make sure that people have faith in our system, in how we run elections, that they are free, fair, and secure. Coming out of 2020, obviously, there were a whole host of people that had a lot of concerns about that. I was not one of them because I know the process. I know the checks and balances are in place. And quite frankly, what happened last night, specifically in Wisconsin, the election ran fairly seamlessly. Even when they had the small issue in Milwaukee, the people running the elections down there did the right thing. They stopped the count. They brought in Republicans and Democrats in a very transparent way and told them what was going on and fixed it. And that's something we should be proud of. And hopefully going forward, that will give people more confidence in our system.
Do you think that will be the case, Janet Bewley, after seeing a by and large smooth election here?
Oh, I do. I do. I think that people are going to be, well, certainly Republicans are going to say that, you know, it was a perfect election. I can almost hear someone saying it was a perfect election, but it did work well. And I think that having the electorate feel that confidence in our system will be very important as we go forward, because, again, we're going to have more elections. And the better we can deal with the results of this election and then get to work, the better off we're all going to be. I do want to say one thing. I did serve in the state assembly. That was where I had the pleasure of working across the aisle with Representative Steinicke. Mm. I was elected first in 2010, and it was a very similar feeling of defeat. I won, but everyone around me, it went to from a Democratic trifecta to a Republican trifecta in 2010. It was shocking, but we continued, and we ended up with new maps. We were able to make change. We were able to get things done. So, again, although this is a significant loss, we have things that we can look to for confidence, for reason to have hope. We reelected Senator Tammy Baldwin, which is huge. We just have got to maintain our faith in the system and faith in our ability to get things done.
We are talking with Janet Bewley there, former Democratic state senator, Senate Minority Leader, and Jim Steinicke is here, former Republican member of the state assembly, also served as Majority Leader. We're talking with them about the results of the state legislative races. Republicans have maintained control of both chambers, but their majority in the Senate is more slim. Jim Steinicke, looking more closely at some of these races, there are some really tight results. What do you make of the narrow margins and how, and what you see there in these races?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a product of the new maps. You know, you've got a lot more competitive seats. So it just leads to, we saw just an incredible amount of spending from both sides of the aisle in this election at the state level. State assembly candidates and state Senate candidates. We had Senate races that were in the millions of dollars. So it's like I said, it's obviously going to signal a shift in how things are done in this next session. And we'll just have to wait and see how that all shakes out. I think there's going to be a period where Republicans and Democrats in this new environment are going to be feeling each other out a little bit to see how this relationship can work. And we'll just have to wait and see how well that works.
And as you look ahead to the next session, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been the speaker now for more than 10 years. He's said that he needs a 55-44 Republican majority to stay in the position. As of early this morning, Republicans had 53 seats. So as a former member of the Assembly, do you think it's time for new leadership? What do you see?
I think Speaker Voss has earned the right to continue to seek that office, and I think he'll garner the support that he needs within caucus to remain Speaker for this next session. Anybody that makes the mistake of underestimating Robin Voss does so at their own peril. He's very savvy politically. He has done a lot of great things for the state. I know Democrats will disagree with that. But by and large, he's been a good conservative leader that has really moved the needle for Republicans. So I can't imagine that he wouldn't get the votes to remain in that spot if he so chooses.
One sticking point this year, Janet Buley, was the Republican-controlled State Budget Committee refusing to release already approved funds for addressing PFAS contamination, among other funds as well. Given the results of this election, do you think those funds might be released? Will gridlock continue on some issues?
Well, I think, unfortunately, that is one area where we're not going to be able to move the needle a whole lot. The makeup of joint finance is going to stay at the same balance that it is. The same numbers are going to be there. And, of course, the Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1 on joint finance. So it's an extremely powerful body that unfortunately gained even more power in the past decade. Again, we're going to have to incrementally look at ways that the legislature can possibly change some of the rules for joint finance so that it is more fair. It's going to be hard to do that, but I think that finance is going to have a grip on a lot of budget items going forward.
Jim Stanicky, your thoughts on this grip by Joint Finance Committee?
Yeah, well, it's called checks and balances, right? I mean, the state legislature holds the purse, and it necessitates working together. And that's one of the things that I've been really disappointed with over the last number of years, 5-6 years now, where there really is no negotiation between the legislature and the governor. There are really no conversations between the two sides, between leadership in the Assembly and the Senate and the governor's office. I was just with Tommy Thompson not too long ago, and he said he used to bring in Republicans at 8:30 in the morning on a Tuesday, Republican leadership, and at 10:30, he'd bring in Democratic leadership, and at 1:30, they'd all get together. Mm. We need to go back to something like that. We need to have constant communication so we can try to move things forward for the people of the state. Unfortunately, that hasn't been happening. I hope it does start happening moving forward, given the results of this election.
And Janet Buley, as we wrap up here, what will you be watching for when the new state legislature is scheduled to begin its work on January 6th?
Well, first, again, we have to see how leadership settles out. If Robin Voss will indeed be reelected, the Senate also will have a leadership vote, and we'll see what happens in the Senate. We'll see what kind of relationships can be built between those two bodies in the governor's office. And I'm hopeful. I believe that Democrats know how to stand strong and proud and continue. We've been very successful at maintaining our integrity, carrying the message of the people with the dignity that we believe they deserve. And I'm going to remain hopeful for all of us and for our state.
Well, Janet Buley and Jim Steinecke, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kate, and thanks, Senator.
Thank you. It's been good to be with you, Kate, and Representative, it's always a pleasure.
Janet Buley, former Democratic State Senator and Senate Minority Leader. Jim Steinecke, former Republican member of the State Assembly, also served as Majority Leader, talking about the results of Wisconsin's legislative races and looking forward in state government.